It's Atlanta-based Relay Health. The health IT company took about 3 weeks to make the blue button feature available. President Jim Bodenbender says the company had a leg up because of the network of physicians already using its one-click record download service.
It was just very consistent with what we've been trying to do, and that's bring patients and physicians together using technology and provide better access to their health data.
The blue button feature allows users to read and download their medical data on a secure website. The VA developed it more than a year ago to give veterans direct access to their health records. The White House has urged private insurers to follow suit. Several, including Aetna, Kaiser Permanente, and United Health Group, recently pledged to do so. VA Chief Technical Officer Peter Levin says he'd like to see the new adapters expand the technology's capabilities.
We're, you know, cheering from the sidelines when folks like Relay Health adopt it, and even if they change it, make it more powerful, make it more useful to their customers. We think that that's a great thing, including if they do more with it than we do ourselves. In fact, that's the whole idea behind the concept.
He says 300,000 veterans in the VA's health system use the blue button, as do some patients of the Defense Department and the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. Most of the data they see is stuff the patients enter themselves, like medical history, but some may be lucky enough to see doctor, pharmacy, and lab records. Bodenbender says that only works if healthcare providers use electronic records.
You know, right now, much of the data is still in paper form, unfortunately. And I think as awareness of the blue button becomes more pervasive, I think the people will have more of an expectation that their caregivers are providing them access. What we're trying to do is make the access easy.
Since that will take more than just a push of the button, Bodenbender says, at least for now, most folks aren't going to have as much access to their medical information as people within the VA system have.
There's much more information available to service members who have had services within the VA system. Our experience with the private sector is that there's much less data that's been digitized and therefore much less data available. So I think as more physician offices and so forth implement technologies, then I think that the private sector will start, you know, becoming closer.
As the contest winner, Relay Health walks away with $50,000, which it is donating to the nonprofit Wounded Warrior Project. It doesn't plan to make money off of patient downloads. Rather, it's depending on transaction fees on things like online drug prescriptions. But the VA's Levin says early adopters will have a business edge.
What will likely happen is that folks like Relay Health, who offer these kinds of customer service, I would say luxurious customer services, will differentiate themselves in the market. And that people will come to expect access to their medical data, where Relay Health today is on the vanguard of that.
He's trying to keep the VA on the vanguard, too. Levin says the agency is leveraging the abilities of its health IT system, known as Vista, to make more of patients' health care records available online.
And one of the reasons why Blue Button has become so popular and, frankly, so useful is that at VA especially, but also at DOD and CMS, we are starting to populate it automatically with elements, with data chapters from Vista. And what we want to do is extend that. We want to make more and more of that data available to in a secure and reliable way, of course, to our veteran patients and their families.
The VA is holding another contest to see who can expand data available to its patients through the blue button. Levin says they're close to announcing winners. In Washington, Emily Kopp, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.